Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and our guests today are David Block and Justin Burchell. We're here to talk about The Fourth Wall, which opens tonight at Anchorage Community Theater. And so tell me what it's about.
The Fourth Wall is a show by A.R. Gurney. The subject of the show is basically sort of evaluating theater conventions through the lens of this woman who believes that there's an audience watching her through the front wall of her living room.
Wow. That's yeah. great. What
that's
a great
concept. Idea.
And this came to pass, you know, with like, you know, with the internet and everything.
That's
Remember?
Right.
You know, people being on TV all the time.
Right.
Right. It's a really, it is a modern play as well. I think it is based definitely in modern times. Part of what she talks about a lot is George Bush, and it was written during the Bush era. It's based in the probably the later years of his first term, and it's
Bush 2, so like before right. 2004.
Right. Right, it's probably written in, I would say it's based somewhere between 2003 and 2005.
Well, David,
yes.
Why don't you explain The Fourth Wall to those in our audience who might not know what it is?
All right. Well,
in theater terms.
The Fourth Wall is a theater convention whereby actors pretend there is a wall between them on stage and the audience, that the audience is kind of peering through this one-way glass into the lives of these characters on stage. And actors typically are supposed to not acknowledge that the audience is there. And so we call it a fourth wall on the stage.
And I was just going to add that and many modern plays now are breaking the fourth wall.
When we say they're breaking the fourth wall, we see a lot of, you know, one man or one woman shows their direct address straight to the audience and that type of thing. And so this show plays with that idea a little bit. And we have moments where we come through the fourth wall and moments where we don't and so on and so forth through the course of the show.
Should be an interesting play. I'm
we hope so.
Forward
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, A.R. Gurney wrote the play Sylvia.
Correct.
About the pet dog, which is lovely play.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. Great. And also Love Letters, the epistolatory play, where the actors don't have to memorize their lines. They just get to read the love letters. And that's been done here a few times.
Yes.
It's always Sylvia.
Yeah, and Sylvia as well. Yeah. So A.R. Gurney's a master of these things.
Yeah, I suppose he's best known for those two plays, but we were doing a little research the other day, and I think we discovered he's written 48 or something like that, different
shows. Oh, somebody should stop him.
He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, too.
And I'm sure they were all really great, right? Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. We think this one's good.
We think this
Fourth
one's
Wall's good.
No, so. No, it sounds great. And it has music in it, though.
Mm-hmm. Because the show is about addressing conventions of the theater, one of the things that occurs in it is there's a piano in the living room that plays itself, and it's programmed to only play Cole Porter songs. And the characters, in turn, usually when they're alone in the room with the piano, take turns singing Cole Porter songs. So even though it's not a musical, there's these musical interludes that are sort of, I don't know, it's sort of a cerebral addition to the texture of the show, but it's fun. We all got to learn some Cole Porter songs. Sarah Cleary, great pianist, recorded our player piano roles. So
Sarah Cleary's a piano player as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's in the chorus. She can sing.
She's a singer. She plays recorder, but she's not. You won't see her on stage. She's only recorded on.
She's so talented.
She's amazing. She did all our music for us in one day. It was incredible.
Wow. And Justin, you're a singer. I know you as an opera singer, and also a fine actor. I've seen you a lot in this past like year. You've been in like 8 things.
It's been a productive year for me, I would say. I've had a lot of friends give me breaks, I would say. Like, for instance, Bark was just Aaron Mitchell kind of coming to me out of left field. This show is something that Dave approached me about, you know, because I don't know if you're aware of this. It's not an ACT presentation. It's going to be at ACT, but the company that's producing it is David's own company that is a newly formed theater company, new nonprofit this year called Midnight Sun Theater.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Well, that's terrific. Well, congratulations,
David.
So
what other plans do you have for your theater?
Well, I kind of put together Midnight Sun with a particular focus in mind, and that is that I found over the years as a teacher that a lot of students go off to theater majors and so forth, and in the early years of their time at school, they rarely get a chance to appear in shows because the seniors or the graduate students are getting all the parts. And when they come home to Anchorage for the summer, there's not a lot of theater going on. So we put together Midnight Sun to give these students who are highly trained, you know, close to being professional actors, opportunities to get experience on stage and provide some new entertainment and so forth here in town. So this is our first production, and we're doing it in partnership with ACT, who's been very, very helpful to us. And we'll see next summer how our second season goes.
Excellent. I think that's wonderful, especially for our show, which sometimes we have to stretch a bit to get subject matter in the summer. This is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, you're providing an opportunity for these people. They're in a transition, and because there's a bit of a lull in the theater here, mm-hmm. it's a perfect time for them to take their free time if they're home for summer and actually, you know, get, you know, back on the boards and ply their craft.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests David Block and Justin Birchall talking about their new production that opens tonight, The Fourth Wall, at Anchorage Community Theater, although it is this is a separate produce company, which we are discussing. Mm-hmm. And what is your... what are your plans? This is your only production this year?
That's correct. The plan is that Midnight Sun, you know, I think we, those of us who have been in Anchorage a while, remember our Anchorage Repertory Theater from years ago mm-hmm. and how wonderful that mm-hmm. was. And that kind of went away some time ago. And we're hoping to, with Midnight Sun, that we'll be doing shows in Repertory, that these mm-hmm. students will perform 3 to 4 shows in the summer in Rep, and kind of be an Anchorage summer stock program that we put together. So this year we're taking a small bite. This is our first season. We're just doing the one show to kind of get our feet wet, and that'll be The Fourth Wall opening tonight. And I think you'll see some performers that are, you know, that are well trained and very, very talented young actors getting a start in the theater world.
Who else is in the show?
We have, it's a very small cast, 4 people, intimate, well, 5 if you count the piano. But just the 4 of us. It's me, Lindsay Leonard is playing the main woman who believes the audience is out there beyond her living room wall. Character is called Peggy. Nicole Chamberlain is playing... the friend, the second woman character, and then we have David Powell playing the husband, and I play sort of a pretentious theater professor who comes in to kind of like advise on the situation.
Well, you got the goatee for it.
That's right. You should see the glasses and the costume.
Yeah, it's definitely typecasting where Justin is concerned.
Are you tweedy and rumpled?
I do wear a tweed jacket.
He does.
With and then socks and sandals, so it's a class act.
White socks with Birkenstocks.
Exactly.
Considering the author, I'm not going to miss this.
Wow, it sounds and I you know, it doesn't, you don't have to be an insider, but you know, with the theater thing, but it's just so much fun when there's like a meta show about, you know, postmodern, whatever you want to call it, where you kind of do this kind of deconstruction of the conventions and then mm-hmm. kind of, you know, reassemble it, you know, for hilarity.
Well, it's funny because, you know, the show is so self-conscious in that she, you know, she thinks there's an audience out there beyond the wall and whatever, and that's a source of comedy, but she turns out to be right. Of course, there is an audience out there. They're sitting there. Well, we hope the audience will be
it's
there.
It's kind of like the living theater. It's like that Julian Beck thing where they would have like a hippie couple living on stage for like a month.
Right.
You know?
It's borderline.
And they're like eating toast and he's reading the paper or something like that.
You know? Reality TV brought to the stage.
Right, right. Like the Loud family. That was the first, the American Family. People forget about that. You know, before they had Perfect World and everything on MTV, back in, you know, 1970, right? Remember?
Yeah.
Lance Lamb.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, well, that was that they had the whole divorce breakup on camera and everything, and Lance came out, He moved to Greenwich Village and
wow. All right. Wow.
Yeah. So this show also is you discovered it, David. How did you find out about it?
Well, I was you do like a director does. You look around, you hunt and you know try and find something a little different. And I knew Gurney, I knew Sylvia, I knew Love Letters. He's a great writer and a Pulitzer Prize winner, as Justin mentioned earlier. And I was looking for a show that had, you know, maybe two couples in it, something small. And this one popped up, and I read it, and I really enjoyed it. So that's where it came from.
And you're a teacher at West High?
I am a teacher at West High. Been there now for 17 years or so, and I'm the theater instructor there. And so this has been a natural outgrowth of that.
And a lot of the talented people, a lot of the talent you're going to see on any stage in Anchorage these days, it was trained by David. He deserves a lot of credit.
I was just going to say that. I'm aware of that. What a good job he's been doing up there. Occasionally, I even go watch some of the plays they put on.
Awesome. Great.
And you were a big force behind having the theater refurbished.
Absolutely. We had our theater refurbished a couple years ago. It's a beautiful space. If you haven't come to see it yet, please do.
It's the West High Auditorium.
West High Auditorium. About. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue, and it's a landmark in this town.
Definitely. And Justin, you're a student now at UAA?
That's right. I'm pursuing a degree in voice, music and opera singing.
Opera singer, yeah. That's wonderful. And this just kind of like fattens your resume for more... more experience and more roles,
And it's a fun time. It's having fun with Dave, having fun with the cast. It's a great experience.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so I want to thank you for coming again, and I'll introduce you again, David Block and Justin Burchill, in this play, which sounds wonderful, The Fourth Wall, opening tonight at ACT Theater, which is, you can look it up in the book or under ACT or Anchorage Community Theater and find out where it is.
Great.
And the time is 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tonight.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. MASH, MASH, stands for Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Watch the original play at the Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River on July 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Times are Friday at 7 and Saturdays at 2 and 7 p.m. For tickets and information, call 604-8909 or go to www.akfineArts.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth's 2010 Festival of Plays presents A Midsummer Night's Dream, the musical, directed by Paul Schweigert, with music by Tim Tucker. July 16th at 7:30 p.m. and 17th at 3 and 7 at the Main Stage Theater of UAA's Fine Arts Building. For more information, please call 338-4901.
At Cyrano's, Raven's Radio Hour plays Thursdays to Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. And also another show, True Tales of the Frozen North, plays Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Every other week, there is also a matinee on Monday at 4 p.m. Both shows are great and funny explorations of Alaska culture and history. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Out North, every Friday in July, you can see an evening of sketch comedy, original sketches, at 9 p.m. Performances are for adults only. For tickets and info, call Out North at 279-8099 or go to www.outnorth.org.
TBA Theater Summer Academy shows Return to the Accusing Parlor. At APU's Grant Hall Main Stage, July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. And this show is the descendants of a long-dead crime boss are lured back to his home, which happens to also be haunted by two well-meaning ghosts. For more information, you can go to www.tbatheater.org or call 677-7529, and the word theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Anchorage Community Theater presents a summer production of the comedy The Fourth Wall by A.R. Gurney. It opens tonight and runs through August 8th on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday afternoons at 3. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA Anchorage.